I guess we'll do this again. I should probably turn off my radio first. It is 5:58 p.m. I am on my way to Rutgers and Hofstra in the National Invitational Tournament. Rutgers, the one seed out of the, I believe it's called the Rutgers region in the National Invitational Tournament. I think the best team in each region gets it named after them. So Rutgers is in the Rutgers region. So in theory, what you could end up with is Seton Hall winning the Rutgers region of the NIT, which would be interesting. That sound you hear in the background, if I don't know if you can hear it. My windshield wipers are a little out of date. They need to be replaced. So there might be some squeaking in the background. I'm not sure. But you know what? I'm pretty excited for tonight. Like, I know it's the NIT, but, like, it's still pretty cool. It's cool, right? Like, it's cool. The NIT is cool. And I think once the game starts, it's just a regular basketball game that you want your team to win. And I think tonight's going to be a lot of fun. They could lose. I think I just got a text from Danny that said the line moved 2 points in Hofstra's favor. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. That doesn't happen all that often. I don't know what the line is. I have not been up on gambling on the NIT. I did look and see if you could bet on NIT futures on FanDuel. That was a very sad search. I didn't find any. I tweeted at them on Twitter to see if they were going to add NIT futures. I don't know if it was in demand or if anyone else was asking, but I haven't checked since yesterday. So maybe they've put NIT futures up by then. I also Googled NIT bracket challenge. I did find one. There was one I found. I think someone from UC Irvine is running it, so I entered that. It was terrible. Like it wasn't even a real bracket. It was like a Google form, and it was really confusing as to how to fill it out. And you had to remember which teams you had picked and scroll up, and it was a process befitting of a team that was in the NIT. So that's pretty much all I got right now on this game. I think Rutgers is going to play great. I think that the rule of Pikel is that whatever you think he is at that moment, he does the opposite. So right now, people are down. They missed the tournament. They want to blame the non-conference, the 4-3 losses, the net, blah, 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 the efficiency, BART, net, whatever. So he's at kind of his lowest point right now, right? So the Steve Pikel way is to then do the opposite of what you think he's going to do. They're going to win the NIT, right? That would be the logical progression, is for this team to win the NIT. And, I mean, this is not the sentence you want to be saying, but in theory, Rutgers has to be one of the favorites to win the NIT, right? I know they haven't been good the last month, but they look like they got their shit together against Michigan and Purdue. And, you know, it takes Pikel time sometimes to, you know, get Oscar Palmquist and Jalen Miller and those kinds of guys out on the court, and those guys they need reps. I don't know. The point is that Rutgers is playing better, at least the last couple games, and they should be one of the favorites to win the tournament. They're gonna, you know, they'll be at home for the next three games if they can get there. So this is fun. I think they're gonna play well. I think they're gonna defend really well. And I don't know. I got a lot of confidence. We'll see. So apparently, I've heard about this guy, Estrada, on Hofstra, who was apparently, like, a Rutgers transfer target or something. I don't know anything about him, but I don't really know what people should do tonight, right? Like, you don't want to recruit him from the crowd, because, like, he might think, oh man, these guys are recruiting me for next year. Like, this is the National Invitational Tournament. Like, this is game time. They should be focused on their team. This is not a winner school. They're just worried about the future. Or will he say, if people don't say anything to him, wow, like, these people know that I'm probably going to transfer from Hofstra. I'm great. And a school like Rutgers would be interested, and none of the people said anything to me. Wow, like, I'm not wanted. So how do you thread the needle there in order to make Estrada happy? What's his first name? Got it right here. His first name, Aaron Estrada. So I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know what you do in this situation. It's a very delicate, unique situation. Say what you want about the NCAA tournament, but how many teams get to host a recruiting visit in March at their home arena in the middle of a tournament? Nevada's not doing that. They can only play a basketball game. It's just something to think about. And the other thing about the NIT doesn't have to waste time with teams like Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. I looked it up. There's only one postseason tournament that doesn't have a single KenPom 300 team. And that's the NIT. Unless I missed something. I might have missed something. The research was pretty haphazardly done, but I'm pretty sure all of the major, or all of the lower conference champions, regular season champions, who were KenPom 300s, I think there weren't that many of them. I think they all won their conference tournament. So those teams, the bad teams, they're in the NCAA tournament. The NIT doesn't have bad teams. It's the only invitation only tournament. The NCAA tournament, they're automatic bids. You earn your way into the NIT. I can't do it. I tried. I mean, some of that's fair. It is cool that, like, Aaron Estrada gets to go to the rack, right? Like, and, you know, see what the crowd is. Like, that's cool. That is a cool little thing. Like, so, I don't know. I think the night's going to be fun. The NIT sucks, but tonight's going to be fun. I told Adam to record something. I don't know if he did. If I'm going to put it before this or after. I don't know why I said that. Okay. That's it. You know what? The NIT is cool. The NIT is cool. And don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. It doesn't suck. The NIT is cool. It's cool. It's a cool tournament. It's cool. Like, it's cool, right? It's cool. It's not the NCAA tournament. You know what? Yeah, no one's paying attention to it. Who cares? You know who's paying attention to it? Gamblers. Gamblers are paying attention to the NIT. Like, who cares? Like, really? You're going to care? Like, you're going to let how popular something is decide how much you care about it? You're one of these people who likes a band, and then once it becomes cool, you don't like it anymore? Like, well, like, I don't really know where this is going. But I don't. The NIT is cool. The NIT is cool, and I'm not going to let anyone tell me otherwise. I think tonight's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I was about to pick up the phone and go on a whole rant about Greg Gumbel. I'm not going to go on the rant. I'm not going to do it. But I'm just going to say that I was going to go on a rant about Greg Gumbel, and I restrained myself. That's it. I just wanted to say.
We are 22 minutes away right now from tip-off here at one of the most electric pregame atmospheres we've probably had all year. I think there might be maybe 937 people here pregame. A little snow, so we'll give everybody a little bit of time to file on in. They don't really know where to sit, since anybody can kind of sit wherever. Max is going to be joining me shortly. He's stuck in traffic. We are dead center of the court, which means that everybody can hear everything that we are going to be doing tonight, which is going to be interesting to say the least. I had no road rage prior coming on in here. I'm sure Max probably cursed somebody off. But we're in a single elimination tournament road. We're in a postseason game. NIT, first time since 2006. I don't really know what else to say. To my left, looks like the Hofstra band is here, and I think there is seven of them. Sorry, six of them. I don't know if everybody else is here for them, or like that's literally all their band is, but that should make for some funny moments, hopefully, tonight. Other than that, that's really all I got. I'm not as good at the pregame stuff as Max is. Maybe he'll jump on in soon. We'll pick it up midtime at half. Rutgers and Hofstra. Feel the energy.
It is halftime of Rutgers and Hofstra in the National Invitational Tournament. First round action, Rutgers 40, Hofstra 35. I don't know why I'm bringing this in like a broadcast, but I am.
Max, I kind of did the same thing, actually, to the open. I didn't know what to do.
Max Shiner here with Adam Helfgott. We are six rows from the court, scintillating NIT action. The rack with all of the energy of a Fred Hill era non-conference game. It's just a weird event. It's such a weird event.
I think it's fun, though. Here's some juice tonight.
It's better than, like, they're not being basketball.
Right. They got, like, intros. Everybody was, like, cheering for a solid minute.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, you were late. A little nice, like, support, little, like, we're behind you guys type deal. And it's they scored 40 points in the first half.
Did I tell you how I tried to reset my password to get my ticket for the game? I don't think I talked with this before. And, it, like, the link from the Rutgers ticket office went to my spam folder. And so then I had to go in the spam folder, and then I opened it. It's like, this looks dangerous, are you sure? And then, like, again, I clicked on the link. It's like, this is unsafe, are you sure? So yeah, they were trying to keep me out of here. I'm like choking to death. You got to talk for a little bit.
I don't have many thoughts other than the fact that I am past the whole snub. This is better than not playing basketball right now. It's just a fun environment, and that was a pretty entertaining first half. I don't know, 40-35.
16 points for Cam, that was cool.
Yeah, 16 points for Cam. I still think he finished it with 34. That's my prediction.
34,
so he's going for 18 in the second half. Again, all around, people are on the refs. The officiating apparently is worse in the NIT than it is in the Big Ten.
Well, it makes sense, right?
But, I mean, yeah, everybody good.
It's getting good. Real
good. Do they have a selection show for the refs, do you think?
Interesting.
Like, how do the refs find out they've been selected?
Where is Larry Scirocco?
I don't know. But I want to know that. What else do I want to know?
I don't know. I know it's, like, part of the event. But, like, the amount of NIT logos at the rack right now, it's aggressive. Like,
a lot.
It is, you are being...
Love, like, the Times New Roman NIT font on, like, the backboard cushions.
You know what?
Like, that's just classic.
It's like one of those, like, really basic kind of computer coloring books where it's like you click and it just changes the color.
It fills it in.
It just fills in the color. Like, it's very basic.
No, I mean...
It's regal. Like, it belongs in a church. You said it's a stained glass window.
It's a stained glass logo. It's fantastic. Everything about this is, like, I'm majestic yet sad at the same time.
I'm looking forward right now, and I can see six giant NIT logos in, like, one field of vision.
I think I'm excited for, I'm looking up right now, where's the NIT banner going next year?
Oh, where's the women's one? There's a women's NIT banner somewhere. All these banners look the same now, so I don't really know what to look for. These banners suck, by the way. We need to leave. Something needs to be different.
The banners are fine. They got to reorganize the way it was. You got to face us or something like that. Yeah, I can't read it the way it is.
I can't read it. I don't know. And they all look the same. They're not, like, I know they're grouped, but I can't read them. Maybe I'm getting old.
I think the NIT one's right above us.
Because it's white, right? Yeah, because the white ones are champions.
Of course it is.
That makes sense. That's what they do.
Yeah. Other than that, my only other takeaway is I love the show by the Hofstra band.
White privilege.
The Hofstra band came. They showed up, all six of them. Yeah, seven, I think. I gave them seven in the first half. But yeah, it's been awesome.
Some of them are in the bathroom.
It's been good. The mascot for Hofstra is horrible.
Oh,
horrendous. Terrible effort all around.
Terrible performance. No energy. None. And, like, I was wondering if he'd have more energy for the NCAA tournament, but I don't think so.
No, he looks like a loser.
As friend of the podcast, Kenny Kalenko, former Rutgers Scarlet Knight mascot, would tell you, it doesn't matter what game it is.
Yeah.
You have to bring it.
Yeah, he looks
I think, actually, Kenny probably has plenty of NIT experience.
That's it's a domesticated lion. Like, they're just, they've totally neutered. Like, you got to be a lion in the wild.
I don't know if this is true, but I hope it is. I hope that, like, Kenny was the mascot for more NIT games than, like, most mascots.
You know what? Probably you have to go back and look. He probably had a good chance where he was, for the large majority, he might hold the record for most NIT games served as the Rutgers mascot.
Oh, I can't believe I found out earlier today for the first time that Rutgers lost to Gary Waters in the NCAA, or in the NIT.
And then hired him a year later. Yeah, there's a lot of... What else was there? 2002, they lost to Yale. We went through the whole NIT history in the text chain this morning.
There were a lot of texts this morning about NIT history.
We were talking about this earlier. I still can't believe Danny actually didn't come.
You know what? When I think it was Mike Woodson, when he came here earlier this year, he was asked what he thought of the rack, and he said, I didn't care for it. That's how I feel about the NIT. I was excited. I don't know, man.
You know what it is? I think that you went back to not, like, you're like just on it, and now all of us, we gotten past the NCAA stuff, and now we're back into fan mode. Now we're into it.
But I'm not, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It all feels so empty.
Bedroll or Wimsett?
Simon.
Okay.
Simon.
No recruits here tonight. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of messed up, right? I mean, she kind of gets it, you know, taped off. But then for the NIT, he's not going to bring in, like, you can't find any more under-recruited tight ends from, like, Wyckoff or something, or wherever he goes and tries to find people. Come on.
No halftime show either. Two, they noticed. I guess you couldn't. They had the mascots do a dance-off, and it was terrible.
Well, yeah, they could have done, like, baby races or, like, I don't know.
Can't get Drums of Thunder on, like, short notice like that, I guess. That'd be nice.
They're like half-court shots.
Maybe the dog that did the halftime show that pooped on the floor in Louisville. I'd take that.
What kind of, like, do they put, so does ESPN put, like, good broadcasters, like, top broadcasters on these games? Because they're not going anywhere
else. I would guess not, no, because they got to do the women's tournament.
Oh, that makes sense, right.
I guess maybe this is a warm-up.
Right.
It could be.
Right. And those games matter because it's the NCAA tournament.
Exactly. I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to the second half. I'm into it. Won't be here if they win. I won't be able to go to either they play Cincinnati or Virginia Tech. But if they play Seton Hall,
yeah,
that'd be nice.
Be fun.
I'm rooting for them tonight, right?
Yeah, 11 o'clock in Colorado. Turn your TV on. Now, the reason that's a dumb idea, it's ESPN2, by the way, is that by the time you listen to this, the game will probably be over. But it was on ESPN2. If you want to find it on demand, if you record ESPN2 on a nightly basis, I don't know. Maybe that could be helpful information. Second half, Rutgers, Hofstra, not coming your way right here. Coming your way in the time that you're watching this game. I'm just done.
Are you about to say WR?
So we need to talk about this, right? So this game is close. It's 60-56 with 7:54 left. Rutgers is winning. I just don't know if I care. Like, I want there to be more Rutgers basketball, but I don't care. Do you care?
Yeah, I'm in on this. I'm in on the mascots are fighting.
Like, I thought I would
mascots
care.
Mascots are fighting.
Where? Oh, okay, got a mascot on. We got the Scarlet Knight walking up to the Hofstra.
Scarlet Knight's
lion?
Got the edge on the height.
Lion, it's a pride. Scarlet Knight is staring him down.
You think they're talking to one another like that?
Well, Scarlet Knight pushes, push back. We got pushes.
We
got fisticuffs. This is really lame. This is terrible. This is an awful mascot fight.
Real mascot would rip. Would you rip the head off another mascot and violate, like, the written code, the unwritten code?
Man, they're, like, hugging now. Now he's choking him. I don't know.
I care more about that this than the game, maybe.
C plus.
But that's kind of the NIT. Everything all around is
right.
Like
everything. It's right. Everything about it gets an NIT level of
right?
effort.
Like, that's what you're aiming for.
We still
like barely passing, not failure. You're not looking for A plus material.
You know how, like, when you go to a casino and, like, you feel like you're outside of space and time. You know that feeling.
Like, no windows.
Okay, so, like, this game having not regular media timeouts has me feeling like I'm in a casino. Like, they're going to breaks at different times. I don't know. There's something really, like, off about this game.
There's, like, something in the air. They're, like, pumping in weird stuff. By the way, whatever happened to...
I need some water so badly.
Did they remove the speaker?
Oh, yeah.
On fire speaker. We forgot. Totally forgot about that.
Well, it's not on fire.
No, the one that was on fire.
No, I mean, like, the arena's not on fire.
Correct, it's not. It'd be suck if we were on fire, because you don't have an early, easy escape from these
right, people. I'd have to probably jump onto the court and up the stairs
over
there.
Yeah,
that would be the way to go.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you at the end of the game.
All right. There we go. Oh, it's a song.
Ran.
It's
Ran.
Dun, 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 dun. No, it's like a little different. I don't know. All right, whatever. It's over. I don't care. 70-69, 118 left. I still don't know if I care. I think I care.
I think we're going to get Heartbreak City again.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Got a feeling.
They were really nice to Aaron Estrada when he got ejected. That was a terrible foul call.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been terrible both ways.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Officiating just in bad all
oh,
over
so
the place.
Oh, so bad. NIT level officiating.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want it any other way. This is exactly how it should. The NIT should be poorly officiated. The mascot should have bad fights. Like, it's everything.
And
like,
shitty patriotic videos played during
God,
media timeouts.
That overly patriotic video was weird. Weird, weird stuff.
Yeah, you missed. They did it during the national anthem too.
Yeah,
just bizarre. All right, I don't know.
I saw a book at the library today, the kids section. It was about it was called Military and Police, Vehicles. It was basically a book of drones.
Like, look at our cool shit.
Yeah. I may have dropped it behind.
Look at our lethal weapons that you know nothing about.
I may have dropped it behind the bookcase of the library. I did do that.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I'm just trying to help the kids.
You're like Ron DeSantis, just trying to ban everything.
You know what? I'm in.
can ban all military books
Max,
for children.
Max DeSantis.
Fat Ron.
Ron the Sanctimonious.
All right, 12 seconds left. Holy shit. All right.
Rutgers has fouls
now,
to give.
Fouls to give. Our 11 and a half seconds left. Is this legal? I don't know if this is legal.
Mike Fran, it's not live. Francesca would be going, hey, wait a second. I can't get play-by-play right now. Wait a second. Wait. Right. I can't get play-by-play, but I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Okay, this is what we're going to do. 11.5.
But it's not live.
Yeah, not live. So again, you're hearing this. You know what happens. But we're going to give you the best play-by-play in the world right now.
It's really loud.
Loud noises everywhere. Hostra set to inbound. Top of the key. Hands off at the top. Omarui guarding him. Back out to the guy from London. 3-point shot. No good off the bank. Rebound to the London guy. We're tied. 2.2. God save the king.
Oh, it's the British guy.
There's a British guy.
Oh, man, the National Invitational Tournament. Are we getting bonus Valencesto?
I might throw up. That took a lot out of me. I'm winded after that. Play-by-play's hard.
The NIT. Well,
hard.
You should have let me. I've done it recently.
I know, yeah, I know. Like... I'm actually winded. Winded, very winded. That's from the gut. What a put back, though. Yeah, Adam, the color guy, take over.
All right, so we got 2.2 seconds left. Adam is legitimately out of breath. Like, I don't know. So we have to keep going with this now. I thought the game was going to end. So 74-74, Rutgers.
Just pause and then pick it up again.
I mean, I feel like we're already committed at this point. Yeah, there's the horn. We're good. 2.3, they put a tenth of a second back on the clock. Now we might get
What if one of the new rules in the NIT is no overtime? It's like 3-point shooting contest.
We have Cam. That's good. We have Cam. I am wearing my Ron Harper hoodie. Was there 2 point?
We got to try and draw the foul here. Got to try and draw the foul.
You think so? How much time would Paul need to back down to get a shot here?
6.9 seconds.
Okay. He's only got 2.3.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Three times less.
All right, let's see.
High deck.
Paul going to be the inbounder. Nobody near him. Hofstra has decided to not guard Paul. Paul will heave it down the
overtime.
Floor. We are going.
Wait, no, maybe not. Maybe not.
To overtime.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
In Piscataway.
That sort of almost went in. I mean, he got that off. Like, that went off. All right.
All right.
Well, I guess we got to stay later. I guess I kind of would have rather that game ended one way or the other. But we've got extra basketball, I guess. Why doesn't the NIT have the Elam ending? Why are we still here?
Why is the what here?
We need the Elam ending in the NIT.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
There cannot be two overtimes!
20 seconds to go. Hofstra with the ball near midcourt. Dribbling. About a second and a half difference between the game and the shot clock. Top of the key, going to drive to his left. Fadeaway, jumper, good! 9.3 to go. Here comes Rutgers. Timeout. Timeout on the floor.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Good episode, man. It's good.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Game of the year.
Is it? It's
game of
is this
the year.
Is this the game of the year?
What else is there? Purdue? No.
Northwestern.
Do you think this is equivalent to being the number one team on the road? This is better. This is more entertaining.
This is win or go home.
This is, yeah, do or die.
Or actually, it's win and stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is NIT basketball for you. I mean, you don't get this on.
Man,
I mean,
if this game goes to double overtime, like.
What are you drawing up here if you're Steve Beichel, Max?
I mean, you said 6.9 in regulation for
is
Paul.
Is it back that ass up time?
It's back that ass up time. And it's time for the NIT twerk, the NI twerk. It's back that ass up.
What about a Cliff Bank 3 to win it? Off of basically a broken down play. And Cliff top of the key for the bank and the win.
We'll see how much Steve Beichel really cares about the fans here. Because if he cares, he'll draw up a 3.
No, we're going.
You think the fans
want more?
You think the fans want more?
We want more.
You think the fans want more basketball?
Yeah. Everybody got their money.
Hofstra is shooting 57%.
No one is allowed to complain about NIT basketball after this.
I think Hofstra is shooting like 70% from the floor after the first half. It is insane.
It's been amazing.
They are not missing anything.
All right, here we go. 9 seconds to go. for immortality. Or advancing to the second round of the NIT. Sweet 16. Here we go. Derek Simpson with the ball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. He calls for the screen. He goes. He floats it. It's tipped out. And Hofstra comes to Piscataway. And up sets Rutgers. Down goes number one.
This is the Rutgers region. And Hofstra is now moving forward in the Rutgers region. All right, well, that's the end of Rutgers basketball season. Pay the players.
Pay during football season.